Good morning. Thank you so very much for once again being with us today for this period of biblical study together. We appreciate your time and trust that your study of God's Word involves the Bible, involves the words that are used in the Bible that we emphasize on this broadcast. This program is brought to you by the Crockett Church of Christ, located at 7458 Highway 4 West in Senatobia, Mississippi. We invite you to come and be with us. We're 7 miles from Interstate 55, due west toward the Tunica side, and the Crockett congregation is just 7 miles out. You'll see us on the left right there as you come. Be with us if you can for this week, we pray. Our time of services on Sunday mornings are 9:30 for Bible class. I get to teach a class on the book of Psalms. We're in chapter 2 of the book of Psalms now, and we invite you to come and be a part of that study with us at 9:30. And then 10:30 service is the regular worship service on Sunday mornings, and again Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. Come and be with us if you can. Bible study classes involved on ladies' class as well as a gentleman's class on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We invite you to the Crockett congregation this week. In the Bible, we read in regard to the matter of preparing for eternity. And the Bible tells us in Psalm 90 and at verse 12, Lord, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Notice that if we do this sort of thing, we find ourselves looking at life and realizing the dangers that are out there. Dangers of a critter that might be there that's poisonous. Dangers of driving with carelessness on our part, thinking somewhere else and doing something else, and find ourselves across the line and in danger. We find ourselves in danger when we do not pay attention to the things that are going on. And the Bible tells us to so number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. When we find ourselves involved in religious matters, perhaps it is the case that we'll see that we have found a belief that is not founded in the Scripture. We can look at the Bible and see what's there and hear that it's there, but it's not really there. It's not really said that way. And the Scripture affirms to us in the examples that are given that it does not exist. You know, one reason why God provided examples for us is so described in Romans chapter 15 and verse 4. The things written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. You and I can look to the Old Testament of the Bible and see examples that are listed there, not for the practice of those animal sacrifices, or not for the practice of those things that are involved with the incense offerings and so forth, but for the opportunity to see how people were acting and how they behaved that God approved or that God disapproved. And when God disapproved it, he sent the prophets there to tell them and to show them that that was not the right way to go. And so it is the fact that God used those days that they applied themselves to wisdom, that they might be people who were wise enough to do what God's word says to do. Understand that that's the place of the New Testament. Examples are given to us for people obeying the gospel and being saved from sin. On the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, the people said, Men and brethren, what shall we do? When Simon Peter answered them, Repent ye, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Notice that he says there in this regard, that's what they were to do. And they had 3,000 of them that obeyed that gospel on that day and were added by the Lord to his church. It is noted in Acts 2, verse 47, that there were 3,000 of them that obeyed that gospel, and God offered opportunity for people all throughout the ages to obey the gospel and be a part of his church, the Lord's church, the teaching of Jesus regarding his church. In Matthew 16 and at verse 18, Jesus said, Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. The place of the dead will not prevail against it. Though I will go to death, Jesus said, it's assured that the Father will see to it and the Holy Spirit will come to guide the apostles into all truth, John 16 at verse 13, and thus they will be people who teach the Bible, the Word of God, for people to become a member of the church of our Lord. And he says, my church will be built regardless of my status, regardless of whether I'm living or not. The gates of Hades will not prevail against it being established. When you and I find ourselves in the Bible, we'll find ourselves in seeing examples of people who obeyed the gospel of the Lord but fell away from him. It is noted in Acts chapter 8 about Simon. He found himself obeying the gospel. He found himself baptized into Christ, but then he found himself falling away from the Lord. What was he told to do in Acts 8 at verse 22? Repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God that the thought and intent of thy heart may be forgiven thee. Notice that he could do something to be forgiven further and that he could be faithful to the Lord throughout his lifetime as he was a person of prayer, thinking about what he was doing and what he had misdone in his life. And as a result, he was a person who could be faithful to God. When you and I find ourselves faithful to God, we'll do what he says to do. And as we do what he says to do, we often will find ourselves in sin and wrongdoing. And what we'll do is confess our sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I've used that verse of scripture before, and I've used it several times. And today it certainly applies to the idea that we need to apply our hearts unto wisdom that we may tune ourselves to that way of life. And if we will do that, we'll find ourselves blessed of God and he will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I've noted that unrighteous thoughts and unrighteous thinking and planning is the thing that will lead us to miss the mark, to sin, to get away from God. And thus it is the case that when we find ourselves doing that, we can make changes in our lives by coming back to God with a heart of penitence, a heart of sorrow, that we have mistreated him, that we have not done his will. And as a result, he says that he will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all iniquity. Let's be people then who find ourselves thinking right, thinking better, and with God's help, we'll continue to think better as we go through life and as we go to bed at night. We'll thank God for the day and for the opportunities of the day and for the misadventures that we had during that day. And we'll be free from that. We'll sleep with peace in our hearts and lives toward God. We'll wake up in the morning thanking God for the rest of the night and for the opportunities that we'll have in this new day. And be with us as we go forth to talk with others and speak with others and answer questions of others about the Bible, the teaching of the Word of God. And as a result, we'll find ourselves being the people that we ought to be from day to day. And we'll have the opportunity to teach that Word of God to others. When my mom and dad found themselves in the religious movements and religious times, my dad particularly found himself in a religion that was not authorized of God. It was not of the Bible. The teaching was not found in the Bible. They was taught to say a word of prayer for his salvation, praying to the Lord and asking him to forgive him and thanking the Lord for his salvation then was the way that he was taught. And when he went back to his preacher and he asked him, where in the Bible is that found? Where in the scripture is an example of somebody who came to God in prayer and found himself righteous in God's sight? Or we could find those who were already in fellowship with the Father and the Son out of reading in John's writing in 1 John 1. He found them that they would be people who were able to say that they were people who were faithful to God and they were faithful to his way. And they were people who wanted to do his will. But they were taught that they could repent and pray that their thoughts may be forgiven them and they would be cleansed from all unrighteousness. And that was the way of life that they could then pursue and follow. When he could not find the example and could not tell my dad of the example, my dad began to make changes in his life. My dad looked for churches that were found in the Bible. Teach the Bible. Teach the expectations of the Word of God. And as a result, found himself looking at that. We talked many a night about the ideals that were there and the ideals in the Bible that were so different than what he had heard on radio, seen on television, or watched from the standpoint of being in a pew, listening to a preacher talk about what he thought the Bible said and what he thought the people should do. Instead of saying that, I was able to preach the Word of God and teach the Word of God and call upon people to turn to the Scripture and look at what it says right here about the subject of salvation, about the subject of repentance and forgiveness, about the subject of being a person serving the right cause of God. And as a result, I could be a person who would find that way of life and honor people to read that way of life in the Scripture. As I had the opportunity to go back home, if I had given a particular idea in a sermon that I was preaching and my dad was present with me and my mom there in the service too, I could find that they would ask me, where did I have that scripture in the Bible? Where did I find that scripture? And they would want to read it too. And there were places that I had the scripture. I didn't refer to it by name, but nevertheless, I had that idea, and I could give them the verse of Scripture. They could read it and say, next time when you come to this, please list God's Word in this particular subject so that they'll read the message of God. You're teaching the message of the Lord to people. That's the way to do, and that's the way to be, and that's the way to teach others the gospel of the Lord. Let me ask of you today, if we apply our hearts unto wisdom, will we not be people who wisely teach God's Word and God's will to others? Will we not be people who find ourselves doing His will as we talk about the Lord's way to others? But someone may say, there's a way that involves so many different people, and there's a lot of friends that I have in the church of which I'm a member. There are a lot of friends that I believe in. There's a lot of preaching that I like the style that they do. And that style, though it does not always cite the Scripture, it does nevertheless please me to know that they speak and that I can hear them. Is that what the Lord's Word says about making decisions that are wise? When Jesus there talked about the way to enter into life in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said in verse 21, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. Notice the will of the Heavenly Father is what Jesus was talking about. That's the will that he was talking that he said he was saying. In John chapter 12 at verse 49, Jesus said, the word I speak unto you is not my own. It's my Father's word. It's the word that he gave me. It's the word that he teaches. It's the word that he believes is to be practiced by everybody. And thus that message is the message of the Lord. And the message of the Lord is the way for us to follow even today. Churches of Christ should be that kind of people. Oh, there are congregations that claim to be, but they are not churches of Christ. They're not following God's way. They're not teaching his will. They do not cite a single verse of Scripture that refers to the way of Christ Jesus the Lord. But you can find plenty of examples. You can find plenty of verses that deal with the subject of salvation and the subject of forgiveness and repentance and forgiveness. You can find plenty of verses in the Scripture speaking of that. And so we apply our hearts unto wisdom. So number our days. We don't know how many days we have. We do not understand the nature of that matter. We do not know when our time will come to leave this world and go to the beyond. We do not know what circumstance that day will be. We don't know if it'll be an accident take place or an illness that so conquers our body that we kind of find ourselves in death. We do not know. But in Hebrews 9 and verse 27, when he says, as it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment, so it is, that's the way that we're to be. We're to be people who find ourselves thinking about the judgment after death. And that judgment day is based upon His word, not our will to be done. In John 12 at verse 48, Jesus said, "He that rejects me and receives not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." And then went on to say, "The word I speak is not my own, but my Father gave me these words that I say." It is the idea that when we reject Him and reject His word, we're rejecting the word of the Heavenly Father. And if we reject the word of the Heavenly Father, we find ourselves judged of Him in rejection. Listen to it again in John 12 at verse 48. "He that rejects me and receives not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." Would you like to be judged by the word of God that is spoken, that you have read, that you've understood, that you've applied to? Or have you like to be judged by something that someone said? He thought that was the way it's taught. He thought that was the way it should do. He thought that's the way that people should follow. He understood that's the way people should follow. Did he really cite the scripture for that? So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Psalm 90 and verse 12. When we find this way of life, we'll find a way of God and a way of righteousness as we go. And if we do that, we'll be people who can cite the verse, cite the scripture in reference to it. We can show the context how it applies, and thus we find ourselves doing God's will and God's way. If we find ourselves in the Old Testament of the Bible, we'll see that Moses and others were teachers of God's will. And as they followed and did what Moses said and what the Father had said to him, it is the case that they were doing God's will. But if they did not act that way, notice what is said regarding their way of life. They were people who were disobedient to God, disobedient to His will, did not honor His way, and thus no one should follow the way that they taught about their will being done. As I have taught on this broadcast from week to week over the last somewhat 10 weeks of time, I found that the Crockett congregation wanted these things to be taught. They wanted these verses to be cited. They wanted these verses to be clearly presented and understood and practiced by everybody. As we talk about these things, we're not talking about a way of life that you can say, "Well, I like the way he spoke and I like the verse that he used, but it really doesn't apply to me. It really doesn't suit me to teach that matter. And I'll just go on with what I believed all through these years. I'll go on with what I practiced all through these years. And I'll do that no matter what." Well, when you do that, be sure that you know that God's word not applying to that matter, that you find yourself not obedient to the Lord's will. "He that rejects me," Jesus said in John 12 at 48. Jesus said, "He that rejects me and receives not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word which I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." Notice that it's not the word of God to judge us in the last day. It's not going to be the right thing for us to be judged by. If we find ourselves applying some man-made wisdom and man-made ideals, it's not the way that we should go. It's not the way that we should follow. When I record these particular matters and send them to the radio station, and the good people there put them on the air for me on Sunday mornings and during the week, the two-minute programs, I find a way that I can cite and a way that you can read. And the two-minute programs I leave on for several days in a row so that people will have the time driving down the road or whatever have you to go to the Bible and see that that's the verse of Scripture that does say that and does apply that. And if we'll do that, we'll be people who want to make changes and want you to know that you can make changes. There are churches of Christ throughout your area, and there's certainly a congregation here at Crockett that would love to have you to be a part of the church. The activities of it are such that nature that we'll be people who serve the cause of God. And if we serve the cause of God, we're honored to cause the way of the Lord. That's the way that we ought to follow. When in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus talked about these things. He says, I will liken the man who does my word to the wise man who built his house up on a rock. And the winds came and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell not because it was founded upon a rock. But he says, regarding those who hear my word and do not do them, he says, I will liken him unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. Foolishness builds houses upon the sand. And as a result of that, it will not stand when the same storms of life come about it that came about the way that a wise man had his house to be indicted. It is the way that wisdom now has allowed his house to stand. But foolishness on the part of those who build upon the sand has caused their house to fall. What kind of building are you building? Are you building upon the teaching of His Word, the solid rock? Someone may say this morning, I've heard enough, I don't want to hear any more of that. That's the message of the Church of Christ, and that's the message of you, but that's not the message that I believe or practice. Well, let me ask you, have you cited the Scripture in regard to what you believe and what you practice? If you do that, you'll be a person who follows the way of God and the way of righteousness. On the other hand, if you do not do that, how can you say, I'm building upon the solid rock of God's word and God's will, when in fact you're building upon the sand? And Jesus said, a foolish person doing this, and his house fell, and great was the fall of it. Let's be people then who follow God's way and God's will. Over the last several weeks, we talked about various subjects. We talked about faith, and we talked about grace. We talked about the things of obeying God and being obedient to His will. We talked about the things that we find that were righteous and good. We talked about a way to be restored to the Lord once we're baptized into Christ and begin to live that new way of life that Paul writes about in Romans 6. He says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall any of us that have died to sin live any longer therein? When we die to sin, we're buried in the watery grave of baptism. We're raised to walk in newness of life. That's what he writes there in Romans chapter 6. And down at verse 18, he says, God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I want you to recognize that that's the way of life that he wants us to follow. That's the way of life he wants us to do. That's the way of life that he's taught us to be, the kind of person that we ought to be. Now, if we do not find that being the way of life that we follow, it's time to make a change. It's time to make a change. And if we can then find the Scripture that we have obeyed, that we found ourselves obeying, we'll be people who follow the way of the Lord. What about that verse of Scripture that talks us to believe in Him? Well, that's the passage that tells us to do that, but that's putting the word only after it to tell us that it's only belief. That's the only way that we can make that way stand. It's only belief. What about the verse in Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5, when he says, I tell you, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. If we find ourselves headed toward the perishing, is it because we fail to repent? That's what he said. Luke 13, verse 3, and also verse 5, I tell you, nay, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Don't be a person who finds yourself not doing God's will, and don't be a person who finds yourself never reading the Scripture, never seeing the Scripture about a subject that you are said to believe and practice, because that is not the way to go. That's not the way to do. We sure thank you for your time today, And as we study this particular matter about obeying the Lord and following His will, I hope that these things will apply to you. In the examples of the New Testament in Acts chapter 2, we read examples of Jewish people on the day of Pentecost obeying the gospel. In Acts chapter 10, we read about Cornelius, a Gentile, obeying the gospel. And we find that particular thing to be the same matter that he was taught, the same matter that Simon Peter came to him and taught him the word of the Lord. And notice what he says to the people there as he was fixing to baptize them. Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, who receive the Spirit the same as we in the beginning? Notice that the Spirit of God was there to show Simon Peter, not that he had saved him already and that he was redeemed already and that he was right before God right now, but to see the matter was being fully taught to him. And thus he baptized him into Christ. What happened then? Well, in Romans 6, Paul says that being baptized into Christ helps us to be baptized into a new way of life. We begin a new way of life that way. And that's what Cornelius did in Acts chapter 10. When we find examples throughout the New Testament of the Bible, people obeying the Lord, we find examples of where they did not wait, they did not eat a bite, they did not foolishly delay. They were people who obeyed the Lord as they understood the message to be right now to be obeyed and followed. They followed that right way. We urge you to do the same thing. You will never regret it. You will always be able to look to the Scripture to see what they did and the practice that they had, and you'll enjoy joining with them, being a part of that redeemed process by which you can be people who follow the cause of God. I hope you stayed with us for the full broadcast. If you have not, because of various verses that have been used and everything, you can go to our website, the Crockett Church of Christ website. And as a result of that, you can find these verses once again being used. They're cited under this particular title of obeying the Lord and following His right will and doing His will faithfully. If we be faithful to the Lord's way and the Lord's teaching, that's the way of life that we're asking of you to practice even today. Thank you for your time. Don't forget our regular services this morning at 9:30 and 10:30, and again Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. Come and be a part of the services with us, 7458 Highway 4 West in Senatobia. God bless you for your studies with us, and thank you so very much for your consideration of these biblical truths today.